from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, chapter 22, verses 34 to 36. So verses 34 and 35 don't have any purport, so I'll just read those myself, and then we'll chant together the text number 36. So this is text number 34. On the planet Sutala, not even the predominating deities of other planets, what to speak of ordinary people, will be able to conquer you. As far as the demons are concerned, if they transgress your rule, my disc will kill them. So this is Lord Vamanadeva speaking. Text 35. O great hero, I shall always be with you and give you protection in all respects along with your associates and paraphernalia. Moreover, you will always be able to see me there. So we'll go chant together text 36. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tatra davana daityanam sa sangate bhava asura dristva mad anubhavam vai sadya kun akunto bin Vinakshati Tatra Davana Daityanam Sangate Bhava Asura Dristva Mad Anubhavam Vai Sadya Kunto Vinakshati Tatra Davana Daityanam Sangate Bhava Asura Dristva Mad Anubhavam Vai Sadya Kunto Vinakshati. Someone who can chant.
Thank you.
Prabhupada teaches. Word for word. Tatra, in that place. Danava daityanam, of the demons and the Danavas. Sangat, because of the association. Te, your. Bhava, mentality. Asura, demoniac. Dristva, by observing. Mat anubhavam, my super excellent power. Vai, indeed. Sadya, immediately. Kunta, anxiety. Vinakshati, will be destroyed. Translation. Because there you will see my supreme power, prowess, your materialistic ideas and anxieties that have arisen from your association with the demons and Danavas will immediately be vanquished. Purport. The Lord assured Bali Maharaj of all protection. And finally, the Lord assured him of protection from the effects of bad association with the demons. Bali Maharaj certainly became an exalted devotee, but he was somewhat anxious about his association. He was somewhat anxious because his association was not purely devotional. The Supreme Personality of God had therefore assured him that his demoniac mentality would be annihilated. In other words, by the association of devotees, the demoniac mentality is vanquished. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti rit kama rasayana. Kata, that's from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25:25. When a demon associates with devotees engaged in glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gradually becomes a pure devotee. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 22nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders His Life. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharne Nirvasesa Sunyavadi Paskachate Shatarne. So, in this, it's mentioned here in the purport about the importance of association. This is a very important aspect and devotional life. Prabhupada very often quoted the common sayings of birds of a feather flock together. He mentioned this in the Bhagavad Gita in terms of the parties of the Kauravas and the Pandavas, and how also the common saying, a man is known by his company. So association is very important in devotional service. Just like Prabhupada mentions, gives the example that if you get like a bundle of sticks, if you keep them together, then they will remain very strong. But if you separate the bundle, then you could easily break them all like that. So it's very important to stay in the association devotees. And without being in the association devotees, it's not possible to advance in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada mentions this in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He mentions that those who think they could progress or engage in devotional service outside the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are living in a great hallucination. So we have to keep the association, and sometimes it may be difficult. Srila Prabhupada gave this example of a boat going across the ocean. So we take in this boat going across a dangerous ocean of Kali, and the spiritual master is the captain of the ship. So if we stay on the boat and engage in devotional service, and then we'll reach the destination. But if we become too disturbed in our mind and thinking, I don't like this situation, this person bothers me, then if we just simply jump off the ship, then we're lost like that. So in this way, we have to remain in a humble position, being more tolerant than a tree, devoid of false sense of false prestige. In this way, one could constantly chant the holy name and engage in devotional service. So this is the important factor. And Lord Chaitanya said this is the most important factor in progressing in devotional service, is the association of devotees is the most important factor. So this association, how does one get the association? Well, of course, by being in the association of devotees. It's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita that by hearing in the association of devotees, that enhances one's devotional service. So this is very advantageous to be in the association of devotees, to hear and chant in the association. In this way, one can easily make advancement. And this association is so important. Of course, it's not simply a matter of association in the sense that, like there's a statement that that only just a moment's association with a pure devotee, or one's life could be changed like that. And Srila Prabhupada also mentions that in his own situation. He says, if it wasn't for that meeting that I had with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta for a few minutes only, then it would have not been possible to take up the mighty task of putting the Srimad Bhagavatam into English. He said, if we did not meet His divine grace, then we could easily have become a great business magnate, but it wouldn't have been possible to traverse the path of self-realization under the instructions of His divine grace. So simply a moment's association, even that is so important. But also, along with that, we have to be serious about executing the process of Krishna consciousness. We also have to have that, like Prabhupada gives an example of Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami. They were both serious about hearing and chanting. So the spiritual master was serious and the disciple was serious. Otherwise, there won't be a fruit there. Just like Prabhupada gives this example of a man and a woman, a husband and wife. If they're both potent, then there'll be a child. Otherwise, there will be no result. Or you put a seed, if you put a seed in fertile land, then it will come out like that. So in this way, both things have to be there. And one may think, well, how do I get the association? Sometimes it's always not possible. But this association is also there in Krishna's instructions. Srila Prabhupada also explains this in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that that Krishna, simply by following his instructions, one could become qualified as Krishna. One could develop godly qualities like that. Just like if you put iron in the fire, immediately it becomes red hot. So Krishna is non-different from his instructions. So Krishna's non-different from his instructions, from his pastimes, from his name, like that. So simply by associating with Krishna in the form of his instructions, then we actually get his association. It's not like a material thing where we have to touch it, otherwise we can't be in its presence or we can't have its association. Krishna's not like that. Krishna's everywhere. So simply by following his instructions and taking it up, then we become purified. And one devotee in 1974 asked Prabhupada about devotees, pure devotees. He said, if one doesn't actually physically see a devotee, but one comes in contact with just their commentary to the Bhagavad Gita, is that just as good? And Prabhupada said, yes. Just like if you read Bhagavad Gita, you associate with Krishna. And the purports of the saintly persons are there. So what is the difficulty? They are both helping you. So this is spiritual life. It's not that anything can hold us back from making advancement in spiritual life. These instructions are available to those who take advantage of them. And it doesn't matter what position of life you're in. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, O son of Pita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, or Sudras, will reach the supreme destination. So it's simply a matter of surrendering unto Krishna. And this is the main thing. And when one surrenders to Krishna, there's no distinctions between I have a low birth or I have a high birth. There's no distinctions in that way on the platform of devotional service. And it's stated also in Srimad Bhagavatam that even if one is born in a family of dog eaters, if one takes devotional service, he's more qualified than a so-called Brahmin who takes birth in a Brahmana family. The dog eater, the person who's born in a family of dog eaters, who's a devotee, can purify himself and also his family, whereas the so-called Brahmana can't even purify himself. So in this way, these things are available to us. And Srila Prabhupada mentions also in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam that he lives forever by his divine instructions and the follower lives with him. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that he was always with his spiritual master. He said he only met him for a few days or like 10 days at most altogether. But he never felt his separation because he was always following his instructions. Whereas some of his god brothers, they got so much association with Srila Bhakti Sananta, but they weren't serious about carrying out his instructions. So this is a main thing. Of course, when we get the association, we should take advantage of it. But the real association is to follow the instructions. Simply, proximity is not the main thing. Just like Srila Prabhupada mentions how he would give a class, but it's not that, or the king's on the throne and there's a bug there, and the bug is biting the king. So this doesn't mean that the bug is getting any benefit by the association of the king. So similarly, we have to take the instruction. We have to please Krishna. And by pleasing Krishna, then we will make benefit. This is also mentioned in the fourth canto, that unless we please Krishna, then whatever we do will simply bind us to this material world. So we have to see like that. Am I doing this to please Krishna, or am I doing this for my own sense gratification? And based on that, we have to make the proper decision. We should just do this to please Krishna, and this way we'll advance towards the supreme destination. So the instructions are there. Prabhupada mentions, like, we should chant 16 rounds a day, Hare Krishna. And I found another quote about that. He says, like, it was in Hawaii, I think it was in 1974 or 75. And the devotees, there were some devotees there that they were like professional tennis players, and they were saying how is, you know, they put in long hours and it's difficult for them to chant 16 rounds, and they wanted to see if they could chant less rounds. And Prabhupada said, no, you have to chant 16 rounds a day. And Prabhupada mentioned that sometimes you may be, you know, if you chant like 12 rounds one day, then the next day you have to finish the rounds you didn't from the day before, plus, you know, he said you have to chant 20 rounds the next day. That's what he said. So this is required. One has to follow the vow in this way. One could advance in Krishna consciousness. So as I mentioned last time, that Prabhupada mentions how one has to, you know, chant one's rounds, and if one doesn't chant 16 rounds a day, then one must make them up the next day, and one can't eat or sleep until one finishes one's rounds. So also including with that is you have to finish your rounds and that day's rounds like that. So chanting Hare Krishna is very important. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the quest for enlightenment that sometimes when we are chanting, our mind goes far away. But as soon as we are aware of this, we have to bring it back and focus on the sound vibration of Hare Krishna. So this is necessary. We can't commit offenses. It's an offense to be inattentive while chanting the holy name. So we have to bring it back and simply hear the vibration of Hare Krishna. We shouldn't think of anything else. We shouldn't do anything else but simply hear the vibration of Hare Krishna. And also, Srila Prabhupada's other instructions are there. He mentions how it was in Hawaii. It was after a lecture he was giving. The question was made that, can we just chant Hare Krishna and not read the books? And Prabhupada says, no, you have to read the books. If you don't read the books, this is an offense against the holy name. He said that the first offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. So in this way, you have to read the books. Because if we chant with offense, then it's not possible to advance by chanting Hare Krishna. We have to chant without offense. Otherwise, it's like pouring water on the fire. We build the fire. If we pour water on it, then it will take a very, very long time to actually kindle, bring up the fire like that. So we have to, read the books. And Prabhupada also mentions this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that all the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness must read all the books. Otherwise, after some time, they'll simply eat, sleep, and fall down. So it's very important that we read the books, and not only read the books, we should also memorize these these purports, these instructions. Srila Prabhupada made these books available. He said, do you think I'm simply staying up all night to write these books simply so you could distribute them and not read them? No, you should read them. And you should read them. And he said, if somebody, if you're distributing the process of creation, like before, and this, we had these volumes, chapter volumes from the second canto in paperback, and we distributed them, and one was called The Process of Creation, and Prabhupada said, if somebody asks you, when you give them a book, what's the process of the creation, if you say, let me see the book, he probably said, no, you shouldn't know what's in the book. Not that you have to look in the book. He said, this is like money in somebody else's hands. If you don't have the money, then what good is it? Similarly, without knowing this knowledge, without assimilating this knowledge, what good is it? So we have to actually memorize this knowledge like that. So, first knowledge, then tapasya. So, in order to engage in tapasya, one has, Srila Prabhupada mentions in this letter to Bob, I think it was Bob Cohen, that one has to have a good reason to perform tapasya. So, by reading these books, by hearing the lectures of Srila Prabhupada, one could get good reasons why one should follow tapasya, and then one can take it up and make advance in a spiritual life. In this way, it's so important. And even if one is, anybody could hear, it's, even if one is illiterate, which, you know, most people could read, but even if you say you're illiterate, you could hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you could attend the classes. And now there's so many devotees making recordings, recording the Prabhupada's books, so you could hear that. And this way, there's no reason why one shouldn't hear this transcendental knowledge. So in this way, we have to preach Krishna consciousness. And it's important that Prabhupada said we should learn these law books like learn these books like a lawyer knows the law books, and preach and spread Krishna consciousness. And of course, we know that when a lawyer makes a statement, if he quotes from previous judgments of the court, it won't be very difficult to establish his case. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the last purport to the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that whenever one speaks in learned circles, one should quote from the authority. This is accepted by the saner section of society. So this is important. And cause sometimes we may make mistakes, so it's always good to be able to give reference so one could check the information. Just like when Srila Prabhupada was in Denver, Colorado last time, devotees mentioned, Prabhupada, they say that you said that grains are for the animals to eat. Only animals eat grains. And Prabhupada said, I eat. And everybody was laughing. And when everybody's laughing, Prabhupada said, you see, they say Prabhupada says, and you believe it, rascal. So we should give reference from where we get our information and quote from the authority. In this way, we can nicely present Krishna consciousness. We could please the spiritual master. So the instructions of the spiritual master are there. Just like he mentions how one should rise early in the morning and attend Mangal Aratik. He even quoted that famous saying that early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So if we're serious about advancing, and even materially, to be healthy, we should rise up early in the morning and attend Mangal Aratik. And he said that on a morning walk, that those who don't attend Mangalartik, they shouldn't take Bishadam. He said that if they say they are sick, but they are eating voraciously, that is not sickness. He said, if you're sick, you cannot eat. So this is very important. Another morning walk, I think it was in Africa someplace, maybe Nairobi or South Africa, he was saying, one devotee was criticizing another devotee on the morning walk, saying, Srila Prabhupada, he doesn't attend Mangalartik. And Prabhupada said, no, you should attend Mangalartik. Otherwise, you're setting a bad example. Because it was concern about the devotees were going to Africa to preach, and some of them weren't setting a very good example, and Prabhupada, and this wasn't good for our standing in the society and preaching that part of the world. And Prabhupada said, no, they should set a good example like that. And especially those who are advanced in spiritual life, or those who want to become advanced in spiritual life, this is important. And two letters Srila Prabhupada wrote that unless they attend Mangalartik, they shouldn't be given second initiation. So this is very important. So if we want to get second initiation, we should be properly follow the principles and rise early in the morning. And if we do have second initiation, we should maintain that and attend Mangalartik like that. So in this human form of life, we only have so much time. Stated that if we waste our time, we cannot buy that time back for even millions and millions of gold coins. So we should be very careful. As it says, Prabhupada quotes that saying, time and tide wait for no man. So we should properly utilize our time. And this way, we will not be in want. As Prabhupada quoted that saying in another conversation, and it was connection with something else, it's connection with eating Bishadam. He said, waste not, want not. So if we utilize everything in Krishna consciousness properly, then there'll be no want. There will be no disappointment. If we give everything to Krishna, then we'll be successful in the end. So we should utilize our time properly. Prabhupada said this is very important in like deity worship. He said the offering should be done punctual. And in Krishna Balaram Mandir in the temple there was a conversation, and the devotees were saying, oh, Prabhupada, the temple is, the artiks aren't starting in time, or the temple's not opening in time. And Prabhupada was saying, that the thing should be on time. He said, not that the signboard says 5 o'clock, but instead it's done at 5:15. It should be timely like that. So we should utilize our time. So in this way, we should engage in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada quoted that saying, practice makes perfect. So we have to practice. He said, little drops of water wears away the stone. He said, I am every night I'm translating a little bit, and this way so many books have come. So in this way, if we practice Krishna consciousness slowly but surely, then we'll be successful like that. Okay. So I'll stop there. Are there any questions on any of these points? Jai, thank you very much. All glories to Shishi, Guru, and Gauranga.
right, somebody's got to go tell Eric that he can't eat today because he's sick. Oh, we're waiting to hear from you.